a.m. in Springfield, skies were clear. The temperature was 79, the dew point 74, and the relative humidity 84%. The wind was south at 6 miles an hour, and the barometric pressure was 30.00 inches and falling. Around the region of Joplin, it was clear, with a temperature of 78. At Tulsa, it was partly cloudy, with a temperature of 80. At the Wallabisha Airport, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 78. Elsewhere across the Midwest, at Lake of the Ozarks, it was sunny, with a temperature of 76. At Little Rock, it was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 81. It was partly sunny, with a temperature of 79 at Kansas City, and 79 at St. Louis. Once again, at 7 a.m. in Springfield, it was 79 degrees, under clear skies. At 7 a.m. in Springfield, skies were clear. The temperature was 79, the dew point 74, and the relative humidity 84%. The wind was south at 6 miles an hour, and the barometric pressure was 30.00 inches and falling. Around the region, at Joplin, it was clear, with a temperature of 78. At Tulsa, it was partly cloudy, with a temperature of 80. At the Wallabisha Airport, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 78. Elsewhere across the Midwest, at Lake of the Ozarks, it was sunny, with a temperature of 76. At Little Rock, it was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 81. It was partly sunny, with a temperature of 79 at Kansas City, and 79 at St. Louis. Once again, at 7 a.m. in Springfield, it was 79 degrees, under clear skies.
Here is your National Weather Service forecast for southwest Missouri, including the cities of Springfield, Branson, Lebanon, and surrounding communities. Rest of today, hot and humid, mostly sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the upper 90s, highest heat index readings of around 106 in the late morning and afternoon, southwest winds around 10 miles per hour in the morning, becoming light in the afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s, highest heat index readings of around 105 early in the evening, southeast winds around 10 miles per hour. Sunday, hot and humid, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-90s, highest heat index readings of around 105 in the late morning and afternoon, south winds around 10 miles per hour. Sunday night, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s, highest heat index readings of around 100 early in the evening, southeast winds around 10 miles per hour in the evening, becoming light after midnight. Monday, hot and humid, partly sunny with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs around 90. Highest heat index readings of around 100 in the afternoon. Light winds in the morning, becoming northeast around 10 miles per hour in the afternoon. Monday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the lower 70s. Tuesday, partly sunny with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs around 90. Highest heat index readings of around 100 in the afternoon. Tuesday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the lower 70s. Wednesday, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy. A 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the upper 80s. Highest heat index readings of around 100 in the afternoon. Wednesday night and Thursday, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows around 70. Highs in the upper 80s. Thursday night and Friday, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows around 70. Highs in the upper 80s. You are listening to NOAA Weather Radio Station WXL 46 Springfield, the voice of the National Weather Service, broadcasting from a tower provided by Ozark Public Television on a frequency of 162.40 MHz. WXL 46 provides the people of southwest Missouri with the latest forecasts, watches, and warnings from the National Weather Service in Springfield, Missouri. If you have problems with reception of this broadcast, please contact the radio manufacturer or call us at 417-863-8028. If you have questions or comments concerning this broadcast, please contact the National Weather Service email at contact.sgf@noaa.gov or write to the National Weather Service, 5805 West Highway E, Springfield, Missouri, 65802. For even more weather information from your National Weather Service, check out the following internet websites: www.crh.noaa.gov/sgf or weather.gov. Excessive heat warning remains in effect until 8 p.m. Central Daylight Time, Sunday. Temperature: high temperatures in the middle and upper 90s combined with higher than normal humidity will result in afternoon heat index values between 105 and 110 degrees this afternoon and again Sunday afternoon. Impacts: a prolonged period of hot temperatures and high humidity will increase the potential for heat-related illnesses. An excessive heat warning means that a prolonged period of dangerously hot temperatures will occur. The combination of hot temperatures and high humidity will combine to create a dangerous situation in which heat illnesses are likely. Drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room, stay out of the sun, and check up on relatives and neighbors. To reduce risk during outdoor work, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration recommends scheduling frequent rest breaks in shaded or air-conditioned environments. Anyone overcome by heat should be moved to a cool and shaded location. Heat stroke is an emergency. Call 911.
The current time is 7:21 a.m. Central Daylight Time.
Now here is the hazardous weather outlook for portions of the Missouri Ozarks and extreme southeast Kansas. For today and tonight, weather hazards expected, limited lightning risk, significant excessive heat risk. Discussion: afternoon heat indices will again range from 105 to 110 today across the region. An excessive heat warning remains in effect. Isolated thunderstorms will be possible this afternoon along and east of Highway 65. And now the extended outlook for the period Sunday through Friday. Hot and humid conditions will continue Sunday across the region. Heat index values will range from 100 to 110 degrees on an afternoon basis. Somewhat more widespread thunderstorm activity is expected Sunday along and south of Interstate 44. Scattered thunderstorms will then be possible each day from Monday through the remainder of the week. Spotter information statement: spotter activation will not be needed through tonight.